Aha!
And now dictation for Linda, first, F-I-R-S-T, August 31, 48, address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Geitman, follow up for Mrs. First, who has renal failure. Last visit in April, comes in person. Weight, appetite, stable. No vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation or bleeding. Urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. No major edema on diuretics. Stable dyspnea, inhalers. No purulent material hemoptysis, underlying COPD. Discontinued smoking 12, 15 years ago. Sleep apnea, did not tolerate a CPAP machine. Diffuse pain from fibromyalgia. Attempts for kidney ultrasound, unable to do it. Discomfort from pressing on the probe. No chest pain palpitation, syncope. She's known to have coronary artery disease. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, diuretics, losartan, nitrates, aldactone. Used to take for peripheral vascular disease, Pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, not at the present time, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 146/72 on the right side, COPD abnormalities, air trapping, no respiratory distress, alert oriented and three normal speech, attentive. No consolidation pleural effusion, appears to be regular, no pericardial wrap, no palpable neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, no ascites, abdominal distension, severe peripheral vascular disease, poor pulses and cyanosis, no gangrene, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, small kidneys, 8.4 on the right, left on the left, without obstruction. This is from May. Most recent chemistries in June, creatinine 1.4, GFR 37, elevated potassium 5, low sodium 136, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, minor increased phosphorus 4.9, normal PTH, anemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. Next number, hypertension, presently acceptable. Next number, bilateral, small kidneys. Next number, prior smoker, COPD abnormalities on physical exam. Next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, low sodium, high potassium, discuss about diet. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, fibromyalgia. Next number, sleep apnea, unable to use CPAP machine. Next paragraph, comments. We discussed that in the differential diagnosis, renal artery stenosis is high on the list. Trying to do another Doppler with arterial P systolic velocities. Patient was very uncomfortable at the time of prior Doppler. The options will be to do a CT scan angiogram. Might need some fluid hydration to prevent IV contrast nephropathy. If evidence of renal artery stenosis, will require an angiogram and potential stent. Patient understands about the risk. She does not want to go into dialysis. She does not want to lose any further kidney function. I discussed with her carefully the pros and cons of all the options from no further procedures and all the procedures and potential benefits and side effects. She wants to proceed. She wants to do it in our facility, does not want to use McLaren, McLaren. We will arrange above testing and procedures and dictation.